Seeing Krishna nearing the grove where Radha was hiding, said, "O Kishori, you need not maintain your shyness out of pride. The lord of the cows, Pashupati, has arrived. Behold Madhava with your blossoming lotus eyes. If you worship Pashupati Shiva like this, Cupid will no longer attack you. Such auspicious opportunity come very rarely." So I think you remember Krishna comes, and now in a beautiful grove, Radha and her sakis are hiding, and Syamala encourages Shrimati Radharani to worship Krishna, and then Cupid would no longer attack. Radha replied, "O Syamala, why don't you quickly run there and worship Mahesh Shiva by offering him the two lotus buds arising on your chest, O fair-faced one? If your desires are fulfilled, the instant you worship him, I will sink in a joyful ocean of nectar." Syamala, a natural joker, said to Lalita, "O Sakhi, do not lie to me. Why did the young male bee leave the blossoming creepers and start rolling around in confusion?" So the gopis are talking all about erotic things or loving things, and Krishna overhears this. For a moment, Syama saw Kishori's lotus face with the dancing wagtail birds of her eyes, but again it became hidden among the flowering creepers. Imagine this beautiful scene, Radha Rani peeking out amongst the flowers. Witnessing that, Giridhari succumbed to anxiety by thinking, "Alas, the thirsty Chakora bird of my eyes just opened its beak to drink the nectar of the rising moon. O Creator, you are a fool and a big offender for offering the nectar moon to my eyes and then quickly taking it away." Meanwhile, Radhika thought, "Oh, shyness, you do not have to leave my whole body. Just leave the corners of my eyes for a while, so I can taste the nectar of Syama's face at least once. O cloud of bliss, be pleased with me. Do not obstruct my vision. O Cupid, I fall at your feet. Do not make my body tremble. How can I make such a bold move of poking my head up to see Syama when I'm so trembling?" At that moment, Radha Sakhi cleverly pulled her from behind the bushes, saying, "A respectable lady should not stay alone, so let us go home." Now Radha was fully visible to Syam. It's very nice. The descriptions of Radharani are given. Radharani has a tilak on her forehead, a musk dot on her golden chin, and mascara lining her charming blue eyes. There are intricate designs on Radha's cheeks and red lac on her lovely lotus feet. Then there are 12 ornaments which proclaim Radhika's immaculate beauty because they shine like suns, these ornaments, and they glorify Radha. Suddenly they meet. Radha Madhava admired each other with restless, darting eyes. Amazingly, the Triveni manifested there as the red Saraswati stream of Syama's glance, says the blue Yamuna of Radhika's looks, and the white Ganga portion of both their eyes. The elephants of Radha Madhavan's hearts immersed themselves in that Triveni, which made the lotus eyes of the gopis fully blue. So Krishna has a reddish hue on the corner of his eyes. Radha has blue pupils, and they have the whiteness of their eyes, and all these three colors come together. The Rasika divine couple swooned in ecstasy upon meeting on the road. Lalita and the other Sakis waited a few minutes before they anxiously were leading Radha home. Subal and other Sakas took Krishna to Nandagram. Radha Madhava's helpful friends comforted them by saying, "When the sun sets, you two will meet again." It's amazing. They swoon. That means they lose their consciousness. Krishna, the embodiment of love for his parents in the very form of their life as, soon arrived home. Vishakha sent Tulasi Manjari to Yashoda with Krishna's favorite Piyusha Bhatika sweets. Losing sight of Krishna, Radha returned home in a frenzied state of separation. Radha wept in grief, saying, "O Vishakha, that shameless womanizer forcibly accosted me on the road, desiring to put his hand on my garments. Did you see that, O clever one? Although I cried loudly, that ravisher of maiden would not let me go. Quickly call Jatila and bring her here." So Srimati Radharani laments madly. She so much wants to meet Krishna again. Her eyes were half opened, trembled with perspiration, burned. And she became astonished when she found herself all of a sudden lying on a bed of flowers. Devastated by love, Radha inquired from her friends in a faltering voice, "O Sakis, where is my lover? What happened on the road? Am I lying on a flower bed in a kunja with my Priyatama, or in the house of my in-laws? Is it morning, evening, or night? Am I asleep or awake? Please tell me." The Sakis answered, "Lotus eyed Radha, you have just come from the pleasure garden. Your beloved went home after satisfying you in a solitary grove. Krishna is now soothing his parents' pangs of separation. Later tonight, Krishna will meet you again and make your lotus eyes bloom." And the concluding shloka: the lake of Braj, which had dried up in the scorching sun of separation from Syama, had again filled up with bliss from the ecstatic downpour from the Krishna cloud. The lotus faces of the Brajavasis blossomed with joy once more. What a nice picture. The lake of Braj had been dried up by the scorching sun of separation from Syama, and that's why the lotus-like faces of the Brajavasis had dried up in the absence of Krishna. Their faces are dry and pale. And now Krishna had come like a cloud with an ecstatic downpour, and that means the lotus faces of the Brajavasi blossomed with joy once more. Actually, when we hear these divine pastimes of always meeting and always separating again, we become we become actually eager to participate in the loving exchanges. This morning I read in Ujjwala Nilamoni how this love of Krishna begins to take possession of a devotee. There are actually three steps in developing love of Krishna. And it starts with seeing Krishna. Then the second step is meeting Krishna in the heart. What that means is you constantly think of Krishna. And finally comes sankalpa. These are desires in anticipating of your meeting with Krishna and what you will do when you meet Krishna, or they become firm resolves, firm determinations and decisions. So that's why if we ever become Krishna conscious, we need the form of Krishna by looking at the deity form. Need to worship him, and then we need to hear about Krishna so that Krishna is constantly in our heart. But all this will not help you to develop love of Krishna if you don't make a firm sankalpa to attain Krishna and serve him in many ways. That decision has to be made. It is very natural for me for the Vedic way. I have done one love seminar, and I'm talking a little bit about the psychology of love in the beginning of that seminar. It will be quite amazing for devotees to hear this. Nice, in a nice way. And as I was preparing this seminar, I remember I talked about the intense absorption which happens in when you love somebody in the world. Then I'm talking in the second part about the problems that brings, you know, attachments, and how attachments always end in disappointment and sadness. And then I'm talking about detaching from love, like the jnanis do. And then finally I talk about love and devotion in bhakti. This, you know, love and karma, jnana and bhakti, simple concept. And what I so much have noted during this Kartik Vrata is that really Krishna consciousness ultimately means falling in love with Krishna. Or to say it in a different way, is becoming lovingly absorbed in Krishna. And that's not so easy unless we constantly engage our minds with Krishna. I don't know if some of you have the experience of loving a child. I think you have. You like Radhika quite much, isn't it? You see and then you think of the person from time to time, isn't it? This is normal. And then you make a decision maybe to give something for the birthday, or when you meet you will say this. You have to do these three things in relationship with Krishna. But this will only work by becoming really obsessed with Krishna. Lord of Krishna Katha. And by Krishna's mercy, which will be given when he sees that you have, that you are free from offenses in your heart. Good. So, let me ask, this was a relative brief session. Do you remember something from that what you have heard this evening? Please, if you do, then share it.
Shrimati Radharani says, to her shyness, you don't need to leave my body totally, but at least leave the corner of my eyes so that I can at least glance to Krishna.
Yeah, yeah. That I have heard a few times. It's also in the Bhagavatam. Don't leave my whole body, but just the corner of my eyes. I want to see. Mm-hmm. Good.
The chaste ladies were staying here, let's go home, and then just to show Radharani for you to
see. Yeah.
I remember how that glance is very niche, that Krishna's corners of the eyes were red, and so there were red plants, and Radharani's blue pupils gave a blue plant.
Oh. Yeah. I like how Radharani is completely mad and she doesn't know what is the day, the part of the day, what is the day. She is always somehow in the present. She doesn't know the future or past. She always completely forgets everything, and then she asks her Sakya, so what is the
where am I?
Where am I?
What is the time of the day? I only remember this one part where they for a brief moment meet on the road, and their meeting is so intense that they swoon. And just for swoon means really like losing consciousness for a moment, just a brief moment. I mean, there must be the sakis who catch Radharani, that she doesn't fall or Krishna doesn't fall, but they swoon. Krishna what love. Good. So tomorrow we will hear about other pastimes. I've already seen pastimes, and then we will soon come to an end. Let us now lovingly exclaim, Shishi Radha Kanayala Ki Jai, Shigiri Rashmaraj Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.